In the day's other news, African leaders appeal to rich nations today not to give booster shots before others obtain a first dose. At the UN General Assembly, Namibia's president called it vaccine apartheid. South Africa's president pointed to a stark disparity.
It is an indictment on humanity that more than 82% of the world's vaccine doses have been acquired by wealthy countries, while less than 1% has gone to low-income countries.
We'll take a closer look at vaccination efforts in Uganda later in the program. The U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti resigned in protest today over expelling Haitian migrants back to that troubled nation. Daniel Foote called it inhumane and counterproductive. U.S. officials say that 1,400 Haitians have been expelled. About 4,000 remain near Del Rio, Texas, and thousands have been returned to Mexico or released in the U.S. We'll take a closer look after the news summary. A shooting today in Tennessee left 2 dead, including the gunman, and 12 wounded. It happened at a grocery store in Collierville, about 30 miles east of Memphis. Police say the shooter opened fire and then turned the gun on himself. There was no word on a motive. In Louisiana, a federal grand jury indicted former state policeman Jacob Brown for beating a black man with a flashlight in 2019. He is accused of violating Aaron Bowman's civil rights. It is one of several investigations involving beatings of black men by Louisiana troopers. Democratic congressional leaders now say they have a framework deal to pay for a huge spending measure covering social and environmental programs. They gave no details today, and there's no agreement on the final size of the bill. Party leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said they still favor $3.5 trillion.
We're finalizing on the outlay side, so if we need more, we need less, that will impact the choices we make there. But this was great progress.
Party progressives and moderates remain divided over how big the spending bill should be. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized a rule to sharply limit the use of coolant gases known as HFCs. The goal is a reduction of 85% in the next 15 years. HFCs help cool refrigerators and air conditioners, but scientists say they help fuel global warming. California is now the first state to bar Amazon and other giant warehouse employers from punishing or firing workers over productivity quotas. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill on Wednesday. Backers say the quotas can drive up workplace injuries. On Wall Street, stocks rallied again as concerns eased about Federal Reserve policy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 506 points to close at 34,764. The Nasdaq rose 155 points. The S&P 500 added 53. And an ancient clay tablet was repatriated to Iraq today. The Gilgamesh Dream Tablet is 3,500 years old. Officials say it was illegally imported to the U.S. in 2003 and wound up in the private Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Federal agents seized it in 2019. Still to come on the NewsHour, one country's desperate battle to fight the Delta variant amid a scarce supply of vaccines. Justice Stephen Breyer on his new book about why the Supreme Court isn't as political as some believe. The United States and the European Union are teaming up to tackle climate change and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.